Survival Guide. The first week. Concerns about yourself. Engorged breasts. Late onset of milk production. Sore nipples. Breast pain. Leaking milk. Letdown difficulty. Milk appearance. Difficult latch on. Flat, dimpled, or inverted nipples. Fatigue and depression. Concerns about the baby. Sleepy baby, bowel movements, jaundice, difficult latch on, refusal to nurse, sucking problems, fussiness and excessive night waking, underfeeding and weight loss. Concerns about yourself. Engorged breasts. 2 to 3 days after a woman gives birth, her breasts usually become engorged or temporarily swollen. The breasts typically feel fuller, although large-breasted women may notice only more heaviness. Engorgement is caused by the increased flow of blood to the breasts and the start of milk production. For some women, the breasts become only slightly full, but for others, they feel very swollen, tender, throbbing, and lumpy. Sometimes the swelling extends all the way to the armpit. Engorgement may cause the nipples to flatten, making it difficult for the baby to latch on. The problem usually lessens within 24 to 72 hours, but the swelling and discomfort may worsen if nursing is too brief or infrequent, or if the baby sucks ineffectively. If engorgement is unrelieved by nursing or pumping, milk production declines and ultimately stops altogether. Although many healthcare providers recommend applying direct heat, warm washcloths, heating pads, hot water bottles, or hot showers to engorged breasts, this may actually aggravate engorgement. Treatment measures for engorged breasts. 1. Wear a supportive nursing bra, even during the night. Be sure your bra is not too tight. 2. Nurse frequently, every 1.5 to 3 hours. This may mean waking the baby. 3. Avoid having the baby latch on when the areola is very firm to help keep the baby's mouth from sliding down onto the nipple.